Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're back. It's Marks and Reese. We appreciate the people holding. We will get to all the phone calls coming up. But joining us right now, longtime New York Giant and now doing a great job, co-host of the Tiki and Tierney Show on CBS Sports Radio. His name is Tiki Barber. What's going on, Tiki? How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How you guys doing?
Well, Tiki, I mean, we're fighting for first place. I don't know. You look at it this year, Tiki.
Is it glass? I can only laugh at that statement.
Well, you guys, listen, you guys are right there with us, man. You're right there with us.
I know.
Yeah. Glass is half
nuts,
full.
Man, this season. Five wins, right? All the teams in the NFC East, they have five wins. After 24 games, just five wins. It's insane to think about it. And, look, I would have expected it from New York, new coaching staff, and obviously a new offensive system for a young quarterback and Daniel Jones. But the Eagles, I think what happened with your squad is they got old quickly. It was like the snap of a finger all of a sudden. It's like, wait, this guy is hurt, and Jason Peters is on IR, and Lane Johnson now, who tried to give it a go, he's banged up, and you got this young offensive line starting, and like who do you count on? And it becomes an issue that you don't think about until the games start, and you realize that you have some faults. And the Eagles at 1-4-1, I mean, I can't say they're a disappointment because of all the injuries, but it just feels like this season is washed for a lot of teams, including most of them in the NFC East.
Yeah, man, this division is nothing like we grew up playing in, right? I mean, it's a totally different division now. It used to be, I mean, even before us, 80s and 90s, it was almost like the strength of the NFL when you looked at the NFC East. And I don't know what's happened over the last five, six, seven years, man, with this division. We just can't find a competition that is – sustainable each year. And I'm wondering, what's your thoughts on that when you look at the four organizations in this division?
Yeah, I think you're right. The consistency that you used to see. I mean, it was always, the talent was always there. The coaching was always there back in the 80s. Certainly there are eras in the 90s, and we had that rivalry. My Giants and your Eagles, we had those rivalries. And every now and then the Cowboys would pop their head up. But the consistency is gone because – look, the Eagles won a Super Bowl 3 years ago, and now you look, and it's like, how do you go win a division at 500 last year, and now this year, through six games, you only have one win? I think there's a couple of things at play. One, and I'm pointing it out with the Eagles, it's you age out. At some point, you just age out. But for the Giants, for the Washington football team, and even now with the Cowboys, it's inconsistency in coaching. The Giants have been the worst in the division, obviously, because they've just, three coaches in the last 5 years. But Washington has been that way also. Even though they didn't change coaches as often, there was always doubt about who the leader was and who was going to be taking this team forward. And in Big D, it's like you have someone in Ezekiel Elliott, who's an All Star, he's a Pro Bowl quality running back. And Dak Prescott's supposed to be your leader, but it just feels like they play well, they put up the stats, but they don't win. And so when production doesn't result in winning football, then something is going wrong.
Tiki, Eagles are in second place at 1-4-1. The first place team is the Cowboys at 2-4. It's crazy, but somebody's got to win this division, right? So Who do you look at as the team to beat? I would say, and we're in Philadelphia, but I think Carson Wentz, the way he's played the last 2 weeks, where he's putting the team back on his back again, and just the way the Cowboys yep. look and the turmoil that's going on internally with them, I would say the Eagles are the team to beat in the NFC. What would you say?
No, there's no doubt about it. I mean, if Dak was still healthy, I would say the Cowboys, because you know their defense is playing horrendously, and Mike Nolan is under fire, the defensive coordinator down in Dallas, because they're putting guys in positions that they're not comfortable with. They're two gap, and when these guys are one gap type players, and they get out of position, they don't know what they're doing. And as you were alluding to, now you're getting reports that the players are saying the coaches can't coach, and it's just like it sounds like rhetoric you hear when a coach is at the end of his tenure, not when he's, you know, 6 months into his tenure, which is right. bizarre down in Dallas. But I would say the Eagles as well. I mentioned the injuries, but I mean, Carson Wentz, I don't know how he does it, right? He's playing better and keeping these games competitive. Yes, they're losing, but they're competitive games. Not like they're getting blown out of the water. And so I think in time, some of these younger players, especially on the offensive line, they'll get comfortable, they'll understand each other, they'll get a little bit more healthy with their skill position players. And the Eagles, even though it may be sub .500, I think are the team to win the division.
Talk to us about your Giants. I mean, Joe Judge comes in as a relatively unknown new head coach. He has some different mm-hmm. coaching. He has some different coaching methods that we got wind of this summer. It hasn't necessarily resulted in wins on the field for him, but how has this Giant team played in your eyes this year? And then the young quarterback in Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
What are you seeing from him? And what is his third year? I believe this is his third year.
Yep. That's right. So, it's really interesting, right? Because nobody knew who the hell Joe Judge was. He was a special teams coordinator on the New England Patriots. You know his name maybe if you follow coaching, you know, trees, but nobody was looking at him saying that guy's in line to be a head coach. Now, knowing Bill Belichick's philosophy, like give this kid, responsibility as the special teams coordinator or special teams assistant, then you're going to make him the special teams coordinator. And then on top of that, you're going to make him the wide receivers coach. You could see when you look back on it that Bill Belichick was grooming him to be a head coach at some point, at least be a head coaching candidate. And he did come in with some unusual tactics with, you know, it was old school, you know, like the coach jumping in the pile and, you know, being a part of the drills and making guys run for mistakes because he needed to necessarily. He had to change the culture in New York. And you know that from afar. You guys are an hour down the road. You know how bad it was over the last two coaching staff. So he had to do that. And some people frowned upon it saying, oh, that's not going to work in 2020. Well, it's only going to not work if people don't buy into it. It seems like most of the Giants team, and they're young, bought into it. So I think there's been progress. Now, I mentioned the one game, the 49ers, they got blown out in. But other than that, every game, the Giants have been competitive. It's come down to a possession or so and a score or so. They've been in the game to either tie it or to win it, and they finally won one last weekend against Washington. And so I think there's progress despite the record, right? When you look at 1-5, you're like, oh, Giants suck. They're going to be taking Trevor Lawrence, you know, next year with the number one overall pick. But there's actually a lot of progress happening with this team. The thing that's holding it back a little bit with Daniel Jones, you mentioned, is the offensive line has been rough going up front. Andrew Thomas, who's the first-round draft pick at left tackle, he's had a rough go of the acclimation into the NFL. Will Hernandez, who's 3 years in, he's struggling on that left side as well. Saquon's hurt, so the running game has had to rely on Devontae Freeman, who they picked up off the street 2 weeks ago, and now he's getting the majority of the carries. And so there's some inconsistencies, but at the end of the day, I'm actually confident that the Giants are going in the right direction. Defensively, they've been playing great. You know, up front, Dalvin Tomlinson and Leonard Williams and Dexter Lawrence, those guys have actually been getting after, you know, opposing teams' quarterbacks and have kept them in games. And so the strength has been that defensive front four, maybe in that front seven. But offensively, it's a slow progress. Like, they're going to get there, but it's taken some time.
TK, prediction for tomorrow night. Doug Peterson, just so you know, is undefeated on Thursday Night Football. Can the Giants steal one here?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're going to keep it close. You know, the history is not on our side right now. Seven straight, the Eagles have won in this. And I just read the stat, 20 of 24. That just, like, makes me sick to think about that. 20 of 24, we've lost to the Eagles, man. What the heck is going on? But I do think this game is going to be close. A lot of people are putting it, you know, a touchdown plus or so favorite for the Eagles. But I think the Giants are going to keep it close. I think these young kids are going to learn the importance of this rivalry this week, or, you know, this week, tomorrow. And it's going to be exciting for them. I'm always a homer, so I have to say I think the Giants pull it out. But if those who are looking at it objectively, the Eagles may win, but it's going to be a tight game.
Yeah, if it makes you feel any better, man, I was a part of a 9-game losing streak to the Giants that you were also a part of. So,
that's right.
I was a part of that. Yeah, those 9 games hurt, man. You lose to the Giants 9 times in a row, you feel that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So I'm feeling it now, but I'm glad I'm not a part of it.
Tiki, every time we talk to you, or every time it's Giants week here in Philadelphia, we look at some of the great Giants teams of the past and the rivalries that we had. And obviously the Parcells Giants were there. But you guys, and Ike talks about this all the time, for all the Dallas Cowboy talk we have in this town and hating Dallas, those players, that was the biggest rivalry for those guys, and vice versa for you.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, the Cowboys were just – I mean, everybody hates the Cowboys. I mean, I grew up a Washington fan, so, I mean, everybody – but when I was playing, the rivalry wasn't the Cowboys. I didn't fear, you know, even when Tony Romo became the starter at the end of my career, I didn't fear the Cowboys. I feared the Eagles because of your coordinator, Jim Johnson, who was just – I mean, I didn't know what the hell was happening. You guys would mug everybody. You'd bring every backer and safety into gaps and just stand there. And I'm like, what the hell do we do with this? Right? Are we squeezing this, or are we turning this? What are we doing with all of this? And so the mindset of trying to figure out what you all were doing with you, Ike, and Trot, and Brian Dawkins, like, you guys were my nemesis, man. You guys were the ones that frustrated me and made me lose sleep at night. And we would go back and forth winning the division. Yep. So the rivalry wasn't the Cowboys, or, I mean, certainly wasn't Washington at that point. It was Giants-Eagles in the NFC East, and I hope at some point it gets back to that.
Yeah, believe me, we had plenty of defensive meetings when it was time to play the Giants about where's number 21 at all times. Like, you were the guy that Jim Johnson focused on in those meetings during that week. Believe me.
Yeah, he gave me headaches, man. He rest in peace for sure.
Tiki, thanks, man. Always enjoy it.
It's always a pleasure, guys. Anytime.
All right, there he is, Tiki. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. A big media star now, Tiki Barber. I didn't get a chance to say it, but 1 year it was one of my greatest fantasy draft picks. Forget what year it was, but he was coming off
06.
A bad year. It was at 06.
Yep.
And he went crazy.
Because he retired afterwards.
That's right.
He retired after his best year.
The year before they won the Super Bowl, too.
Yes, it was the year before they won the Super Bowl, yep. Because remember he was – even before that year he was saying how Eli wasn't a leader. So part of what they did was rally around Eli because of what Tiki had said.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yep. You always need a cause. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. Back into the conversation on the other side. Something strange happened to me today. My friend called me out and said, hold on. You think that the Eagles are – you're talking like the Eagles aren't a bad team. And I'm like, no, the Eagles aren't a bad team. They've had some bad luck. Quarterback wasn't playing great. Now he's playing much better. They have some injuries, right? Like, but they're not a bad football team, and almost everybody's disagreeing. We'll get into it on the other side. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Back after this.
Hey, no one does football like FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. And if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, then here's something you won't want to miss for Week 7 of pro football. And right now, new users can get an exclusive plus 1,500 odds boost on either team in this week's divisional rivalry, New York versus Philadelphia. You heard that right. You can bet $10 to win $150 on either team to win this game. Now, this line started out at nearly a touchdown, 6.5 points, but it has been dwindled down to 3.5 and even 3 in some places. We just mentioned it's a divisional rival. Both teams are struggling, but I believe the Eagles have the advantage. They have played much better over the last 2 weeks, and they're playing at home. So take the Eagles -3. I would also look at the under in this game. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, incredible odds are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types, such as same-game parlays, where you combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they'll get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, it's time to get off the sidelines and bet. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and use promo code Ike to make your first deposit to claim your exclusive plus 1,500 odds boost on either New York or Philadelphia to win Thursday's primetime matchup. Again, that's promo code Ike, FanDuel Sportsbook. More ways to win.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.